Welcome to Wolf Den Saturday Set, where the band is back together. My boy Fizza, you're back. How are you, mate?
I'm good, mate.
Bit more excitable today?
Yeah, I'm a man of very many words, as usual.
Bit too much sledging for you last week. We were a bit mean on you, weren't we?
Yeah, a bit of teeing off. That's all right. I was away, couldn't support myself, but that's all good.
Good little freshener.
And you said I went to the Gold Coast when I was on the Sunny Coast, so you really knew what was happening.
Well, mate, it's great to have you back. You're a very important team member, so onward and upwards
Matty
for us.
Taylor's welcome anytime.
Kingzone, how are you, mate?
Been better.
Okay.
Not going to sugarcoat it. It's been a very hard 7 days on the punt. But I'm still sitting in this chair. I'm still going forward.
Still
but no, it's been
punches.
Hard. It's been awful.
Yeah.
It's been agonising.
Yeah, okay, well.
But this is the life we have chosen to lead.
And I will say that Saturday looks outstanding. The meeting at Eagle Farm is beautiful.
Yeah, some great racing.
Yeah, we've got racing in Caulfield as well.
Yes.
Lots of stuff to unpack. Racing Queensland must be delighted with how their Winter Carnival is shaping up.
Delighted.
A lot of great horses racing on Saturday, and they'll continue to race through the carnival. The three feature races I picked out, they kind of picked themselves. So the first one is the Size Produce. So Eagle Farm at race 5, the Size Produce. A lot of these horses are on their way to the JJ Atkins.
Yes.
Group 1 1600 metre race on Stradbroke Day. Broadsiding makes his appearance after he won the Champagne Stakes on a bottomless track at Randwick, as we all know. But he's got the visitors draw this week, 21. What did you make of the race? It's a very big field.
Yeah, Rich, I'm really keen on this race. I think Broadsiding's very, very short in the market. A bullet rating there of 103, but Broadsiding's drawn barrier 21. He's probably have to go back to last. As you said, coming off the bottomless track at Randwick, the small field. I'm always questionable about that form as well. Grand final could be the JJ Atkins. 1600 back to 1400. So there's a lot of negatives there. So that when I see that, it really gets me interested in the race. And I've got three bets in the race. Let's start with number 12, Angel Capital.
Mm-hmm.
Angel Capital has only had two starts and looks a really, really, really good horse. Started favourite last time in the race won by Bitter Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Got a bit far back, did a lot wrong. The horse has still got a lot to learn, but I think 1,200 up to 1,400 is really, really going to suit. Eagle Farm is a track where it's actually quite hard to lead, especially in the longer races, which I'll talk about later, 1600 plus. But Eagle Farm's a track where it's actually not a disadvantage to be off the pace. And that's right up Angel Capital's wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Number 16, Elmore Zillo, which mm-hmm. I was on last week as well. Didn't have a lot of luck the previous start to last, but once again, 1400 right up Elmore Zillo's alley.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to have something else on a roughy there, Smashing Time, which didn't have a lot of luck at Randwick and is a bit of a knockout hope. This race I'm very keen on. This race I do have two official Saturday set
Ooh.
Tips. Number 12, Angel Capital, and number 16, Elmore Zillo. Fizz?
Yeah, good summary there, Kings. I looked at this race. There's not a lot of speed for such a big field. Broadsiding, we've spoken about. It will come out top pick on mine because those sorts of horses had won Group 1s
mm-hmm.
last start from Sydney coming to Brisbane. I'm not going to back it. I'm happy to stay out. I've got Elmore Zillo second pick. Going to have something on it. It looks like it'll gate the barrier 4 is perfect for it. It'll sit much closer than Broadsiding will. The lack of speed in the race is a little bit of a worry, and horses coming up in class and from lesser distances is a little bit hard for me to sort of line up.
Mm-hmm.
Not our race I'll get heavily involved in. I had the 4 Altoff next pick, and number 6 Zuna is a roughie that I had in my numbers as well. A race I won't get heavily involved with, but looks a good race.
Very good. And just before we close the race off, Dan O has got his best bet in the race, or Elmore Zillo, the horse that you're keen
on. Yeah, wow.
I'll just quickly say what he has to say about it. Brings very competitive ratings from her last two over 1,200 and has been crying out to get this trip of 1,400. With a good run in transit from a nice draw, I suspect she can run a big new peak here, keen at the good value price.
Wonderful.
It's good to get endorsement from him.
That's three of us on the same horse.
Yeah, and just before we close out, you can see up on the screen there, AI is free this Saturday for all pack members. It's a great tool to have on Saturdays. You get great form across all the meetings on a Saturday, so go and become a member if you're not. And if you are a member, you're going to get access to all the meetings on Saturday, which is very generous to the King and everyone else involved in AI. We appreciate it. Let's move on. Now, this race, this is an outstanding race. Eagle Farm Race 7, the Kingsford Smith Cup, 1,300-metre race, weight for age, 8 individual Group 1 winners. Think about it, won this race.
Great race.
Think about it, won the race last year on his way to Stradbroke Glory. Can he do it again?
I'd love to see him do it again. Whether he can or not, I'm not 100% sure. But the two horses I am thinking of backing, think about and Bella Nipotina. I may bet, I may not bet. I don't particularly like the race. Think about it. You can make some excuses for his last two runs. They're both drawn quite wide. One in particular, I think it was the Donny, was on a really wet track.
Yep.
So there are some excuses. I don't think he's going nearly as well as he did when he ran his peak rating off my numbers of 106, winning this race last year. Can he do it again? Yeah, maybe. Maybe he can come out and brain him first up.
Joe Pride possibly trained him differently because he, you know, when he was probably trained as a sprinter when he was in this preparation last year.
Yes.
Then he obviously wanted to try and get him out to that further distance over the autumn.
That's right.
I don't know. I'm just speculating. His maybe he just changed the training. Yeah. He didn't react as well because he just didn't seem right from. He got beaten by Leila Laguna in his first start, and it just was never right from there on. And he's one of the boom horses of the autumn. So, yeah.
Very, very good point. Yeah, his last two runs were 15 and 16 and didn't really look like he got the trip. So more 12 and 13, maybe his go. So I'm interested in him. If a lot of rain came, they are tipping a bit of rain up there. So if the track got too heavy, I definitely wouldn't probably go down that path. The path I would go down, though, is Bella Nipotina on the wet track. Absolutely flying, coming off that win a couple of weeks ago, which was sensational. I Wish I Win as well as in the race. Drawn barrier one again, which is interesting. Never won out of barrier one, I Wish I Win. Great chance, $4 is under, though.
Mm-hmm.
In Secret, I thought was around the right odds. These are the top four. These are the best four horses in the race ratings-wise, and I think the winner will come out of those four.
And you're going to get a pretty decent price about all of them, which shows the quality of the field.
Yeah, Espiona, which I've done my money on the last two or three starts, is around the $9 mark, probably a length or two behind these horses now after the last few performances. So In Secret can go to a new level as well. First up's had three trials, so we'll be ready to go. But it's just it's a hard race. It's a group one. It's a hard race.
It's a great race, though.
It's a great race. Yeah, no, it's a real good race. Fizz?
I've got In Secret top pick. First up, it's what it likes. It's its wheelhouse, as King says. Come off a really nice trial too. It's not a race I can get involved with, but it's a really good race. I got Bella Nipotina, who I backed last start to beat I Wish I Win. I backed both of them, and I don't know. I think I Wish I Win had every hope last start to beat Bella Nipotina. So, you know, an extra 100 metres, and like you said, inside draw, I Wish I Win. I'm not really into it. Better value there. Magic Time, also an unknown, great horse. It's a really, really good race. They're my top four.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't even mention Magic Time.
Yeah, I don't like Joe Pride's thing. So for me, they're my top four, In Secret being top pick.
Yeah, fair enough.
Right, let's move to the big one, the Ladbrokes Queensland Derby, 2,400 metres, Group 1, 3-year-olds. We've got Autumn Angel and Townhauser completely dominating the betting. I've got two things to say. Firstly, Philly hasn't won the race in 14 years. And another interesting little fact, Townhauser, win, lose or draw, will be for sale at 5 p.m. on the day.
Oh, wow.
So Henry Field and Newgate, they don't really have a use for Townhauser anymore because they gelded him.
They're
in the breeding game. So they're putting him up for sale. Interesting to see who buys him and where he goes. I kind of feel like Hong Kong or something would be a good place for
him. You're the breeding man. What's the overs-unders line for Townhauser?
Well, he has zero breeding prospect, so he's really just a racing prospect. If I had to guess, I reckon he sells for $1.5 million.
Okay.
But I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Fair enough. Let's talk about the race. I don't particularly like the race. Townhauser, first go at 2,400. So who knows? Great win last start. Warmonger ran in the SA Derby last start. After sitting wide, I was on. It was a great run, ran second. Son of Deck, I've just written X Factor. I could have something on it at big odds. Moonlight Magic coming across from New Zealand is another horse. Just by spec, I could have something on. The Kiwis often come over for no reason, which takes me then to Autumn Angel, which is around $2.50, I think, in the market at the moment, $2.60, $2.70. There's 128% in this market at the moment, which is for a group one is really, really disappointing. When I look at group races and I see anything over 120, I start to shudder because it's just disappointing when there's so much percentage in the market. There's four emergencies in this market and they're all between 50 and 100 to 1 and all got absolutely no hope. So that's why the percentage is high, but let's get it down a bit. Autumn Angel, clearly the best horse, no value. Goes from barrier 10 to barrier 1. Looks the horse to beat, but is well found in the market. So stay out for me, Fizz.
I'm Autumn Angel. I'm making a bet this weekend. It's not a Saturday set tip, but it's definitely a bet for me. Barrier one's the scariest part of it, but 2,400, I think it'll go straight past. horses like Tannhauser, who was probably peaking on the line, whereas this horse was just ready to go through the line last start.
Why does Barrier 1 worry you?
Because Barrier 1, just because it's Barrier 1, and Eagle Farm, they're coming to the centre of the track, and hasn't really been the place you want to be up the fence. They're normally, but, you know, Lazara to ride, I think he'll just put it in the right spot, and you know what, he'll get it going when he needs to. I'm banking on 2400 being long enough for a lot of these horses, and it'll just be warming up and running straight past, I think. The danger, I thought, was Warmonger, which was out coming out of the Adelaide race. Strong through the line over 2,500. Was really unlucky that day. So I thought it was more value than Tannhauser at the current quota around the $4 mark. But, yeah, Autumn Angel I'll be backing, but I think it'll drift.
Okay, very good.
I had a look at the – I did a bit of deep dive into this, the historical stats for Eagle Farm, and races 1,600 metres and plus in the actual race. If you sit in the first four, you lose 13% on turnover since 2020. So – Wow. It just shows how like that's a disadvantage, which is
how when the shape of the track can be such an impact.
Which distance races, there's often not that bigger bias towards horses racing on pace, but that's marked. That just shows how you can make ground off the fence, but from back in the field and off the fence. So that's interesting. Normally, the leaders win 30-40% on in the sprint races if you can find the leader in the run. But obviously, we don't know what's going to lead every race. So there we go.
Cool. Let's have a look at the meeting at Caulfield. So we're deep into the VRC Winter Series. The race I picked out as our feature race is Caulfield Race 7. It's a 1,600-metre race, open to all benchmark 100. And we've got St. Lawrence as the favourite from the Kieran Maher yard. He's 2 from 2 second up and 2 from 2 at Caulfield. That's why he's favourite. And Highlights is, I think, a sort of equal second favourite. You liked Highlights last start. It was a good, pretty good run at Sandown. Just couldn't quite get there. We've got the AI screen up there to help us unpack it. Let's talk.
Yeah, Sir Lawrence, 82 bullet rating. I have Highlights ahead at 83 and he's my only bet in the race. And coming off a slow tempo last start really didn't suit Highlights either. What I really like about ticks a lot of boxes for me. 7 days ago, 7 day backup, 1800 back to 1600, rock hard fit, 53 kilos. So those are the boxes that Highlights really ticks. There's not, I think the favourite's too short.
Yeah.
$3 at the moment.
I think it's won like 45 weeks or something, the favourite as well.
Yeah, Ladbrokes mustn't like it either because they're leading the way there at $3. Most of the other bookies are 280 and 270. So I don't think there's a lot between a lot of these horses. Which horse is going to really improve on it on the day? A horse like Pounding, for example, which is out of form, the blinkers come off Pounding, but I could have something on Pounding because if it goes to the its level, it's probably got the peak rating for the last year. So yeah, it seems a bit short, St. Lawrence, but my main bet is Highlights. What do you say, Fizz?
Highlights. I agree with you. I checked the maps. Everywhere I looked this morning, it had Highlights leading, which I thought was quite strange because Highlights got back over 1,800 and now they've got it leading over 1,600. If that's the case, I'm all over it even more.
Okay.
I thought Caulfield, Dashing would lead.
Yeah, right. I just kept looking and everything said it'll push on and take the lead. Okay. So, whether or not the maps end up being right, we'll see. I've got a clear top pick, St. Lawrence second pick. Thought it was unders. I wrote the same as Kings. It did chase a hot speed. Didn't really smash the line in Sydney last start. It's good stable though and you know they can improve them. I had a Ruffy Wycliffe third pick, number 11. Not the worst. It's 40-1 and we'll see what happens. But yeah, I'm just backing Highlights.
Okay, very good. I've got one more feature race for us. Japan on Sunday, the Yasuda Kinnan. J-Max over there with Romantic Warrior. So Romantic Warrior is 2,000 metres back to 1,600 back in the mile. Some of the best horses in the world race in Japan. So I think he's second favourite, Romantic Warrior, but I just thought I'd draw people's attention to it. 4:40 p.m. on Saturday. Make sure you set your alarm for 5 minutes before. I hope you got a glass of wine or a beer or a cup of tea in your hand. You can watch that race while you're relaxing on a Sunday afternoon. It'd be really interesting to see how it goes. And so J-Mag's gone over there. I think he had to get over there early in the week. I don't know exactly why, but he's missing out on a lot of rides at Eagle Farm. But that's how much he loves the Warrior.
He does. He was very emotional last time.
Yeah.
Winning in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
It's good to see. I loved it.
Yeah, so interesting to see how the Warrior goes. And I really hope that he comes back.
Do you know what's favourite in the race?
I can't remember the name.
But come on, mate.
I looked and it was something was $3.50 and Romantic Warrior is like $4. But I don't know.
It's a hard race to win. Yeah. I was over there about 6-7 years ago for that race.
I don't think it was that long ago.
That was a Japan Cup. I've been twice.
Oh, it was a different one. Different one. You're over there. Cool.
Yep. No, very great atmosphere.
All right, let's move on. Can I please get your Saturday set?
My official Saturday set, you certainly can. So I've already given you two, Angel Capital and Elmore Zillow. Now let's go to staying at Eagle Farm, race 6, number 17, Steffi Magnetica, which flashed up the fence. This horse is going places, Steffi, in the Doomben 10,000, ran fifth behind the champs, I Wish I Win and Bella, and now goes to 1,400, drawn the inside. We've talked about Eagle Farm, how this track will play, and I think it's playing right into Steffi's hands. I'm really, really keen on Steffi. One at value, my fourth Saturday set tip is Rose Hill, race 6, number 7, African Daisy. First up, drawn out in barrier 19. There's one hope here for B Wheeler, and that's go hard, go hard, and go hard, and go straight to the front.
And don't look back.
Don't look back. $13. There's only chance of winning this race. There's not a lot of pace. African Daisy is probably a 1,400-metre horse, but I think if you go hard, can cross, can lead, and can keep going. Fizzo, what do you say?
Your official Saturday set.
I like it.
Please.
King. Nice. Yeah, no worries. I'll start in Caulfield. Race 8, number 11, lovely looking. So this horse comes over from Adelaide. It was luckless last start in a very strong form race. If you have a look at the video, which I think is going to pop up, you'll see how stiff it was when it was travelling in the run, and I think it's going to be a great bet around the $8 mark. I'm going to Eagle Farm, race 6, number 17, Steffi Magnetica. I think there's three of us lined up on this one. Said everything King said about it. It was up the wrong part of the track. It was racing proper 1,200-metre Group 1 horses. It races against nothing of the sort this weekend. 1,400, great inside draw, really keen. And then I'm going to Morphettville, race 7, number 3, Tipper. It's coming off a good run. It was a little bit wide last start. It steps up in distance to the 1,800, which I think will be fine. Gets a good 3-kilo claim from Rochelle Milne, and I think it'd be super hard to beat. And then I got a shorty in Perth. I think it'll be about even money. Belmont race 1, number 8, Storyville. Great win first start for Pike. Sat outside the lead on a hot tempo. Ran away from him. It faces a field here, which is not much different. Pike jumps off the second favourite to be on this one. So he's taken his pick, and I'm happy to be on it. Storyville in the first race.
Thank you very
much,
boys.
That's my set.
This episode is brought to you by our good friends at Ladbrokes. Join Ladbrokes today and support the show by using the code GALLOP. Take on the fun this winter carnival with the Ladbrokes app, loaded with the best racing features including bet ticker, so you can see where the big bets land, yard comments to give you the on-course insights straight from the parade ring, and black book so you can add your favourite runners and get notified before they race. So take on the fun and Ladbroke it this winter carnival.
What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.
The A set. So as has been alluded to, I'll read our dream team first. Eagle Farm race 6, number 17, Steffi Magnetica.
Wow, that's an official three-way.
That's 1, 2, 3. Super Return went fifth in the Doomben 10,000, stays at the same weight. Drawn Soft could really announce itself as one of our more progressive horses. Wow, we big,
it's not
big
often
chat
you get
from
a three-way.
From the dream team. And finishing off the A set, Chris Camilleri. Rose Hill race 2, number 1, Emirati. Chris Wallertrain colt that was strong through the line, winning on debut over 1,100, would have taken considerable improvement off that run, and from the inside barrier will enjoy a soft run throughout. Thank you, boys in the A-team. Mm-hmm. Moving on to RI Staking Plan. There it is, and you can see I've gone pretty heavy into a few horses because I had no choice but to. I'm swinging for the fences this week, and I'm confident. Moving on to the quaddy. I'm having a little go at the quaddy this week. So we all sit down and pull the quaddy together, and then someone has the right to put the final touches on it. That was me this week. It'll be very interesting to see how it goes. There's a bit of lack of confidence in the camp around me being the captain this week.
Not from me.
I am confident. How's your confidence levels in me being the captain of the quaddy this week, Fizzer?
Couldn't be lower.
Let's go to accountability time. There it is. Fizzy, you have every right to have lack of confidence in me because you are leading the way. It's all looking pretty good.
I pulled something out of last week.
You pulled something small out of last week. I think Fizzy's doing well. He's back. It'll be great to see you rocket away this week, and I think that might happen. The A team is sort of struggling along, but maybe this week's the week, and this week is absolutely the week for me. Kingzone, State of Origin next week.
State of Origin. I'm going to head out there for sure.
You're going to be there? That's nice. You're going with the family, right?
Yes.
Yeah, beautiful. Now, the team, are you happy with the team? Uncle Mal, not happy. Not happy with the team?
I'm
this
really
is the New South Wales team, of
the
course.
New South Wales team. I'm concerned about Nicho Hynes being injured. I watched him play that first half before I had to go and watch my son play basketball. So I only watched the first half, but I don't think he played the second half either against Penrith. But G looked ordinary. Now he hasn't trained. He might train tomorrow or Friday, but that's a big concern for me is Nicho. But, yeah, I'm relatively happy with the team. I can understand why they put Edwards. I think our forward pack's stronger. I think our back line's slightly weaker. I'm hoping for a bit of rain on the day. I've taken $2.50 earlier when Nathan Cleary went down New South Wales for the series. So I am on, but I don't think there's much between it. But I do want to highlight how big the home ground advantage is in State of Origin. So both when they're playing at Lang Park or Suncorp Stadium, Queensland have won 66% of matches. When they're playing at Stadium Australia, New South Wales have won 66% of matches, which equates to $1.50 if they're both evenly matched, which in points equates to about 6 points. So if you look at that that way, a home ground advantage in State of Origin is worth 6 points. In day-to-day NRL, it's worth probably 3.5 to 4 points. It's a big advantage. So if you look at the price for New South Wales, $2, I think they're about $2 in the first game. What you're saying to yourself is Queensland are 6 point better side than New South Wales. I don't think Queensland are a 6 point better side than New South Wales. So what I'm doing right now is talking myself into
exactly
having more New
doing.
South Wales. Fizzo, what do you say?
It's just, year in, year out. It's the same, isn't it? Every year.
The
Billy Slater just keeps pulling your
But it's amazing, though. 66%.
Agree.
Everyone's always New South Wales get beat. Well, they don't at home at Stadium Australia. They've won 66% of matches.
I love that no one's called a Stadium Australia in 20 years either.
But it changes its name. It should be Wolfden Stadium.
It might be one day. Fizzo, Origin talk.
Mate, I think they're a very good chance of winning game one, and I think they'll get smashed game two and three. I don't like their halves. I've never been a huge fan of Luai, and Hynes, I think, is just fringe for me. And they didn't have a lot to select from. So you're choosing players that are there maybe a little bit by default. So I don't know. I don't have any problem with their side. I think that they picked nearly as good as they could possibly pick for this game. And there's not much to choose from. And I think they'll be revved up. And I think the forward pack look really good. And they might play a different style. Like they might just smash them through the forwards and it might just be a grind fest, and that might suit Kings.
Well, Luai goes good at halfback. When Trevor Cleary's out, Penrith do really, really well.
Yeah,
I would have picked
really
Luai
well
7 and Burton 6 would have been my team. But what a great game it's going to be.
It will
be. Time to wrap up. Thank you very much for watching another Saturday set. We will see you in the Den on Saturday. It's going to be a great day racing up the Den. Lots of love. See you soon.